Welcome to episode 552 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. The Hard Rock brand is iconic. Founded in 1971 in London, the first Hard Rock Cafe opened. By 1979, the walls were covered in rock and roll memorabilia. For music enthusiasts, there is no better place to be to see your favorite artist's belongings. The restaurants became a staple in tourist markets and started a cult following. Since then, Hard Rock has expanded to include hotels and resorts into their repertoire, with the same reverence to the music industry. Amy was able to spend a little time at the Hard Rock Resort in Punta Cana and is here to share her experience with us. Welcome back to the podcast, Amy.
Yay!
Let's get started.
I'm clapping for myself.
That's okay. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. It's okay. It's okay. So you were at the Hard Rock in Punta Cana and you went over spring break, right?
I did with my 16-year-old daughter and her 16-year-old best friend and my husband. Yep.
Okay. Was that your first time at that property?
It was.
Okay.
And my second time in Punta Cana. The first time was with you.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Excuse me. So, yeah, it's my first time. It's the biggest property I have ever been to in my entire life.
Wow.
Did you feel like it was too big or was it like manageable big?
So it really depends on your style. You know, even when you are reading reviews, you have to remember it depends on whatever the person writing the review is used to and likes. So when you listen to me and what I say, I don't love big like that. Like that was, it was too big for me. My kids loved it. We had a great time. But that's not what I...
That was going to be my question is like, how do the teenagers like it? Because I feel like this fits that cool, like, you know.
It was it was spring break. So we had not only high school spring breakers, we had college spring breakers. It was like, I just want to say, if you're going for a nice family-friendly property, don't do it over spring. Well, you can. Just know.
Yeah.
It was like... It was crazy. It was crazy. It was a lot of like high school seniors, college seniors, some with parents, some with friends. Like it was just huge.
So yeah. Like rock star party, spring break atmosphere kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It felt also, it felt like Vegas. So if you like that, like always something happening, loud, flashy lights, a lot going on all over. This is for you. There's always something going on. If you like things a little quieter, like I do, I was able to find a pool that was a little bit quieter. And my kids were fine being there with me. There was a swim-up bar there. There are several pools and hot tubs. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm trying to remember. I don't think there were any hot tubs. And the reason I remember that is because my kids love hot tubs. And there was no hot tub. There might have been in the adult-only section that we did not do because there's an adult-only section.
Yeah.
We were in Rock Royalty. We can talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, there were several pools.
So the adult-only, is it Heaven? Is that right?
The Haven? Haven?
Heaven? I don't know. Anyway.
Heaven. At least that's the way it is in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did have a group do that for somebody's birthday one year, and they loved it. They have their own pool over there, and I think there's maybe even their own little restaurant over there. Mm-hmm. And they loved that. I will say the property is humongous too. So there are like little golf cart shuttles you can hop on and off. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
Or you can just get your steps in if you don't want to wait for the shuttles.
Okay.
Yeah. So, go ahead. You ask me questions because I could just keep talking.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So So tell us about the room that you stayed in, because obviously you weren't in the adult only section because you had underage children. So, right. So tell us about your room where you stayed.
So we stayed in a Caribbean sand suite Rock Royalty. And that would be just the same as any Caribbean sand suite. We just had the upgraded amenity of this concierge and a few other little perks. The room was huge, though. I will say, like, so we walked in, you walk in, you've got a humongous bathroom, huge, with a rain shower and huge bathroom area. You walk in and there's a king bed, a lot of space up there. And then you walk down two little steps to like a living area. And that's where there was a sofa bed for the kids. You could get that room with two doubles and the walk down and sofa bed. But we were, Scott and I just wanted a king. The girls shared their little sofa bed and they were fine. And then it did have a patio. I think all the rooms there have patios or balconies. So yeah, and we were by the beach, very close to the beach. So that was nice, but really far from like the main area, the lobby, which is where I think almost all the restaurants were. And that was Vegas at night. For dinner, it was it was crazy. Only two restaurants require reservations, but, and I'll talk about those in a minute, but it was just, it was crazy up there. There were buffets, there were everything. It was all, it was like a Vegas style. You're walking the strip, going to the different restaurants. That's what it felt like. Lots of lights, so lots of music.
So you said your room was far. I mean, was it walkable or did you need to take like the little shuttle thing?
It was walkable. Now, it was walkable for me. It was, if it rained, we tried to hop on a shuttle one night. It was walkable, but it's, you know, it's a hike. It's a little bit of a hike.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. But it kind of felt good to do the walk after dinner, after eating all the food.
Oh, I'm sure.
And not all the restaurants, most of them were up there. I think there were two or three that were kind of, they had their own buildings throughout the property.
Okay. Sounds huge.
It is. It was really big. Now, the group that I sent there of adults, they loved it. There was, I mean, they were partiers too, though. It was his 50th birthday. They were in the adult-only section. They loved it. They loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Hard Rock in general just has that cool vibe. If that's what you're looking for, and if you get in the adult-only section and you don't have to deal with that, I mean, you could stay in that section the whole time and just not leave. You know?
It was not a bad vacation. Like, I don't want to give it a bad rap. I enjoyed the stay. The girls loved their stay. Mm-hmm. It's just not what I'm used to. And I think I want to go.
It was just like it to be chill. Yeah.
I do.
Well, maybe also even a different time frame. If you're not going during spring break, it might also
absolutely
be a little quieter.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. Let me just really quick while I'm thinking of it. The two restaurants that require reservations, one is a teppanyaki. I think it's called Zen. And the other one is a steakhouse. I think it's called Toro.
Toro.
Mm-hmm. They were both delicious. Those were our favorite meals. They were really good. You have to make reservations for those. And you can do it. So when you walk in, you have an iPad in your room that does everything for you. So you just, as soon as I walked in, I knew I needed reservations. We stayed 5 nights. And it was the busiest time. But I was able to get reservations at both the last 2 nights we were there. I would say when you get there, just make those reservations then.
Could you have done it ahead of time or is it once or is it just when you arrive?
So that's a great question because I asked Roberto that question and he said, yes, email this email and you can try to reserve. But I never got a response. So I just did it as soon as I got there and I was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I did do the spa. Ooh. So Rock Royalty offers a 25-minute couples massage for free. Okay. We upgraded to the 50-minute.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
25 is like a tease.
Yeah. Exactly. And the spa was beautiful. The spa was beautiful. Our treatments were great. There's a workout room that Scott used every day right up by the spa.
Oh, he's one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to go to the gym with me? No.
I used to do that stuff.
I'll do that at home.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't do this.
I have like a logistical question. How far was this from the airport? Like, how long did it take you to get there?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
So that's not bad.
It's not bad. And I feel like it was a nice ride. It was easy. Highway, quick. It wasn't.
Like the mountainous or twisty.
No mountainous, no like potholes. No, it was good. And the transfers were great. Yeah, everybody right where they said they'd be. Everybody was really friendly in the property. Yeah, I mean, nice. I don't have anything bad to say about it. It's just not my vibe to be in such a humongous property.
Yeah.
Everybody was great. The food was great. Our room was nice and clean. There were plenty of pools. There's a casino. You know what the other thing is? It was fun. I thought was fun was there was a big water park, huge water park there with, oh my gosh, there was a lazy river area. There were three water slides. I did not do them because I'm a baby, but the kids and Scott did. And it was fun. Like I had films of them doing it. They had a lot of fun over there.
So that's included, right? The water park?
Mm-hmm. It's all included. And that's up in the lobby area too.
Okay. Great. Nice. So definitely a great option for kiddos.
For sure. And I know that they have some childcare options too. I honestly didn't do a lot of looking around while I was there. I just
like kids club type stuff and
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So did you do anything off property? Did you like do any kind of excursions, like venture off anywhere? Or did you just stay on property the whole time?
We just stayed on property. Is that boring?
Okay.
No. Yeah. We did pools every day. We stayed on the beach a lot of the days too.
Mm-hmm.
The beach was really big. Really big and walkable. We walked. Oh my gosh. I could have kept walking too. I want to call it a cove, but it's, if you look on a map,
mm-hmm.
It looks like it's in a cove. It's a humongous cove, though. Okay. So it's not like a quiet, calm water cove.
Mm-hmm.
It's big ocean, but very walkable. You can walk by a million other hotels, peek on those, walk down the beach. I did not see any seaweed. Is that the next question?
Oh, good. That's actually good to know because I've seen pictures of it in Miami now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? And it's just, you just never know. Like, you cannot predict that. So,
yeah.
But there was none when we were there.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there are lifeguards on the beach, if that is a thing for anybody.
And that property offers golf as well, right?
It does. And that's so funny you should say that because I'm not a golfer. I know that it does only because I have a client right now asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that it does. But I don't play golf. I didn't notice it or anything.
Yeah.
Didn't go get the green peas or whatever.
Yeah, it does include that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's cool though.
It's just amazing. Yeah.
So did you guys, Amy, I know you're kind of a turn in semi early type of gal, but did you hang out for any of the nightlife stuff?
Yes. Like, did you do any?
Okay.
There definitely was nightlife. Like when we were done with dinners at 9, 10 o'clock at night, we were late eaters.
Yeah.
There was something going on. Now, anywhere, there was something going on. There were some music events up in the lobby area. There's a big, what do you call it, like a patio or like a rooftop almost, big area. But the music didn't start. And this is me being an old lady. It didn't start until around 11. And I really, really had intentions of dancing and wanting to party with my little teenagers. But I
you tried to do that with me when we were in Punta Cana as well.
I know.
And she was like, I'm so tired.
I'm going to blame that on my roommate that time because she was like, I'm going to live there that time. But after eating a big dinner and having to wait like 2 hours until music starts, I just can't. Yeah. I can't anymore.
Well, and especially if you've had like a couple of glasses of wine with dinner, you've got a full stomach and you're just
to chill. You just want to have your patio or bed.
I know. Exactly. That sounds so boring, but I'm happy with that. And my kids actually, they were fine. They were kind of tired too after being in the sun all day.
Oh, yeah. That'll wear you out.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. So there was activity for sure, but I was not a part of it. So you won't see me on any cameras, any of the live cams or anything.
What about like stuff that that was included with the resort, like snorkeling and things like that? Did you guys do any stuff?
Does it say? I don't think snorkeling was included. Does it say?
Oh, really? I don't know. I just know that a lot of times, like, all-inclusives do. What was included?
Like non-motorized water sports, like kind of, it's typical.
There were like, I did notice some sailboaty, like Hobie Cat things.
Mm-hmm.
There was, it's not the the calmest water area.
Okay.
It's pretty rough waters.
Okay.
And I know that they have a great excursion desk there where you can book excursions. And I know that they had snorkeling, but we just didn't ever do it.
Okay.
But it's not included that I correct. Anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's included.
Okay.
Now I'm going to look it up. I'm curious.
I know. I feel like it. Well, and I know when they were first opening, they were doing like a Woodward
thing,
but I don't think that's part of it at all anymore. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember they used to do everything. Like you could pick your excursions, you could pick your spa. Yeah. That's not a thing anymore there.
Okay. So I want to go back to the food because I'm not trying to diss Punta Cana, but I know that that island is not well known for, like, it's not like Jamaica with the jerk chicken or, you know, whatever. So what did you think about the food? Did you feel like it was locally sourced or how did you feel about it?
So again, personal opinion, I think that you can skip the Mexican restaurant. It's called Gallo and it was not typical Mexican restaurant. There's nothing traditional Mexican. And what we got wasn't even great. We didn't love that restaurant at all. Like I said, the steak and the teppanyaki sushi, those were great. Like those were high quality, yummy food.
Okay.
There was the buffet, which we did. We did that one or two nights just because it was so crowded everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that was not bad. There was a Mexican section of that I was drawn to every night. That was freshy fresh. Like they were grilling the stuff in front of you, the tortillas. That felt really good and fresh. They had a salad bar, some sushi. I would say don't skip the buffet because there are a lot of options on it and it's so easy. There's also little carts up there in that lobby area. There was a crepe cart. There were drink carts, all that's included, but just little specialty things like that too. Do bring some dollars for tipping. We did see a lot of tipping happening. And those,
good to know, yeah.
Yeah. All of the drink carts, like the specialty drink carts that would make margaritas or make old fashions, those are all included and they use a higher end alcohol in those, but Scott was tipping on those too. Mm-hmm. Everybody was.
That's a good tip because, you know, like it's supposed to be all included and there's some resorts that they don't let you tip anything. So it is good to mention, like bring some small bills.
You'll see people tipping for sure. Yeah.
And they appreciate it.
There was an ice cream store. That was kind of fun. They could they did popsicles there and milkshakes and ice cream. That was a good thing.
Nice.
And lots of Hard Rock stores too, a few of those. You could get the merch.
Oh, yeah.
But it really was like Vegas. It was like walking the strip up there in the lobby.
That's wild.
It was crazy.
Did they do some fun entertainment and stuff like by the pool during, like up at that?
You know what? There was a main pool close to the beach that had music all day, dance stuff going on, little contests. And for sure, yeah. And actually, that was kind of fun just to watch the crazy people.
Yeah, I never partake, but I love to observe. That's really fun.
Yeah, so the quiet pool was further back from that. Or I can't even tell you. I feel like there must have been at least 10 pools.
I saw in the notes that there's 13.
13. Okay, see? More than I even thought.
That's a lot of pools. I mean, that's a big property.
Yeah, a lot of choices. Right, there's a lazy river. And when we were taking that little golf cart back one night, and it has a loop that it does. There were parts of the resort that we had never even seen. And the next day we're like, let's go walk and find that place that we saw last night, an extra water area park. I don't know, but it's a humongous property. So it's top of the
So you time. Were there, you said 5 nights?
Right.
And you felt like you didn't do the whole thing in 5 nights?
No way.
Wow.
And way more restaurants than that too. There were so many restaurants. Yeah.
I'm with you though on like the buffet, because I kind of get tired of night after night after night going to like, I mean, usually the meals are nice, but they're drawn out, and I just don't want to be sitting there for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. If you hit the buffet, go to that Mexican section. It was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. Trying to think where else we ate. Scott did a burger one night. We did Mediterranean. That was decent. Oh, the pizza. The pizzas were good. They have like a wood-fired pizza place. That was good.
Is that by the pool?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's up by the lobby.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm trying to think, what food was there by the pool? I don't think... Oh, they had some food trucks along the beach area. There were a couple food trucks as options there. Yeah, so where our room was and the pool that we would go to was up by the beach. So if we wanted to go get the buffet or do a restaurant, we had to walk all the way back up to the lobby area. So we did food trucks a couple times.
Did your teenagers want to do any of the stuff that Hard Rock, that's like unique to Hard Rock, like rent the guitar to hang out in your room or anything like that?
No, I didn't know. Oh. I didn't know. Like, there was a bowling alley too, though. That just reminded me.
Okay.
But no, they didn't. I didn't know. Rent the guitar. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you can get a guitar at the front desk and take it back to your room and play it. And I mean, you put like I guess you have to slap your credit card down in case you mess up the guitar, but yeah, you can take
it. Yeah, you can't like do a Pete Townsend and basically smash the amp with it.
No.
Right.
You know what? There were some extra activities though that, since you say that, what is it? Like a flow, like the surf machine simulator?
Flow rider.
Mm-hmm. Flow rider. That's extra. There was an escape room you could do. That's extra.
Okay.
There was like a game room where you could sit in the cars and race. I don't know. Like a game room. A lot of the boys are in there. That's extra. So there's a lot to do extra, just FYI.
Okay. For like the teenager crowd that wants to do the extra stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The escape room looked really interesting. We just didn't want to pay extra for it.
Yeah.
We were being cheap, I guess.
I think Fox would have made us do it. He's all about an escape room.
Yeah. It did look interesting.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Do for sure try the water park.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
And I will say the sun there is no joke. One of the little girl, my daughter's friend, got severely burned. Like, she got major burned.
Yeah. That's a good thing to remember, because I've been on like on trips where I've run out of sunscreen and had to buy it there. It's like so much more expensive. But I've also had to buy aloe for sunburn, and I feel like I don't know, I feel like the aloe's better in the Caribbean.
Oh really?
I mean, I don't know. It took the sting out pretty quick, but you do have to really pay attention and reapply it, and or even wear like a sun shirt or something, you know.
Well, so you know how the teenagers are now, like every day. I know. SPF. It's SPF 10. It's SPF 11. I'm like, is that high? I don't even know. And she's like, back home it's SPF 5. I'm like, oh, okay then. No. Put on your sunscreen.
Not enough.
Yeah. Definitely not enough.
But everybody had fun. I don't want to diss it and make it. It's just, you need to know what you're going in for. Like, it's just a big property. There's a lot to do because of that. There's a lot to eat at because of that. But it's just a bigger property. And you'll be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
No? I mean, and I think spring break leans to that. But I also think that, I think Hard Rock in general just kind of goes for the party crowd. Like, if you want all that action, that's where you're going to be gravitated towards. So.
Right. And that's true. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Nice. All right. Well, but overall it was a good experience. So definitely
success.
Maybe just not during spring break. If, you know, maybe you're, you know, the crowds, college and high school students aren't really your thing. Maybe just not during spring break, but it sounds like, it sounds like there's a lot to do. It sounds like a super fun
Yeah.
A super fun place. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Amy, for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.